This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Last night, Mike Johnston pulled ahead of Kelly Brough in the election for Denver's next mayor. Colorado Public Radio's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports the race came down to two centrist Democrats in the city's runoff election.
Johnston ran as an establishment candidate, but was able to consolidate progressive support in the runoff against former Chamber of Commerce CEO Kelly Brough. That included endorsements from multiple former rivals Johnston beat in April's crowded general election.
In Denver, we have the drive to dream something different, which is to believe we can build a different kind of city. We can build a city that is big enough to keep all of us safe, to house all of us, to support all of us. That is our dream of Denver.
Johnston won by 8 points and will take office in July from term-limited Mayor Michael Hancock, who has served for 12 years. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
After years of negotiations and failed attempts, Colorado is making it easier for people to file workplace harassment claims. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
A new law signed by Governor Jared Polis loosens the legal standard for harassment, so people would no longer have to prove that the behavior has been severe or pervasive. Democratic sponsor Senator Faith Winter says after years of working on it, she's glad to finally update the law.
Finding that right balance that is clear enough that provides certainty for both employers and employees, but isn't so restrictive that there isn't room for nuance is a difficult balance to strike.
Major business groups took part in crafting the policy and agreed to stay neutral on it. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org. Stay here. Coming up next, it's the BBC News Hour.